welcome to Nunes Generation. This is the podcast after KCON, and we are super tired, but we wanted to say this before we forget, so here we go!
It's currently 11:44 p.m., and we just got back from Newark, New Jersey.
That was, like, the worst commute ever.
It was the worst commute ever, and we are completely, utterly tired.
Drained from the full day of getting there and just standing on all those lines, almost getting heat stroke.
Yeah, I felt like I was going to die while I was there. So we started our day off like around 9 a.m. because we wanted to make the panels. And they had put on the app that panels were going to start at 11. So we planned our day around that. And then we had to take, you know, a bus and a train and another train to get to Jersey. And then they were having train issues in Newark or somewhere in
Jersey. Yeah, we got, like, delayed 20 minutes because of that.
Yeah, so we were like, oh, we're missing the panels because it was, like, 11 when we were still on the train. And then we finally get there, like, 2.5 hours later.
Oh, my gosh.
And then we find out that the panel isn't even going on.
They, like, changed up the whole schedule.
Yeah,
I don't even know how they managed to do that last minute if, like, the posters were made and stuff like that. So maybe their app was wrong. I don't know.
The app was wrong. Right? Yeah. The app was wrong.
Nobody even bothered to fix it. So that's, like, the first mistake.
Yeah.
Second mistake of KCON is that there weren't any food trucks.
No.
Like, I think nobody wanted to make it over the bridge, you know, because we have the most food trucks in New York.
Yeah.
So I think nobody wanted to go over the bridge to freaking Jersey.
Yeah. And, you know? And KCON started, like, around lunchtime, like, around noon.
Yeah.
And we were starving.
And it's so sad over there. Yeah. There's barely any restaurants in that area.
Yeah. So we went to KCON, we signed in, and we were, like, we were just looking around very briefly, but we were just starving. We couldn't take it. So we're just walking around trying to look for food. There was nothing, nothing. It was
like
a barren.
Chipotle, some random deli. We ended up going to get pizza, really overpriced pizza.
Yeah. Yeah, there was only like really overpriced restaurants and bars there.
Yeah.
Like a dinosaur BBQ restaurant, and there was like random delis that were taking forever to do like a sandwich.
It's like, don't you know that most K-pop like fans are young and poor, like, you should have more food trucks, you know?
Yeah.
There was more than enough space to have another food truck or two.
Yeah, there was just two food trucks. It was, like, a cafe that served, like, coffee and a vegetarian food truck. Yippee.
Like, come on. Like, who organized this shit? Like,
it was so bad. So we started our day, you know, checking in, and the first workshop we went to was the Soko Glam Beauty Workshop with Charlotte Cho.
Could not even get in. So we were standing outside of the tent.
Yeah.
Getting sunburned.
That was a problem. They had, like, these really tiny tents for all the workshops and the panels.
Yeah.
Not even...
Not like in LA where they get, like, a whole damn room in a convention center.
Yeah.
This is, like, a tent outside.
It was a tent outside with, like, very limited seating.
Mm-hmm.
So you had to, like, really get there early to get a seat. And then the rest of the people would just have to stand outside looking into the tent.
But complaints aside, it was a really good panel. I enjoyed the Soko Glam panel.
Oh, yeah, the Soko Glam panel was, like, my favorite part.
She gave some really great advice. And
Now
she just forced us to all shop on her website.
I know. She did a really good job marketing her website.
Definitely.
She, like, explained each single product in the Korean skincare routine.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, this is for this, and this is for this, and this celebrity likes this, and she, like, would quote what a celebrity would use, and it was like,
I don't have any essence, and so now I gotta go on her website and get the essence and shit. Oh,
Zoom essence. And she gave out these goodie bags to everybody there, and it had the Tony Moly lip bunny in it, which is like $8 a pop. So I was impressed that she gave us that.
Yeah.
And then she held individual skincare consultations after.
Which we stood online for.
But before we went to the skin console, we just had to take a break and eat. And we went to that overpriced pizza place. And they had AC and bathrooms.
And free Wi-Fi.
Free Wi-Fi. I was so tired.
We were like, let's just stay here until the concert, because I'm so over it.
Yeah, because, like, standing for the Soko Glam workshop in outside of the tent, like, I thought I was going to get heat stroke. Because all the sun was hitting me really hard. I had no shade. So we, like, ran to this pizza place. But before that, we were just wandering around Newark. Like, we got on the wrong side of town.
It's shady as fuck.
They had, like, closed down the street. There was, like, police activity going on. I don't know, but it was... People were asking me for money.
I think they were doing, like, a protest or something on the other side of the street.
Oh, yeah. They were, like, occupy the city. This lady's like, oh, make sure to participate and occupy the city. I'm like,
sorry, we're participating in that thing over there.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Participating, occupy the K-pop.
But, yeah, I feel like the convention was definitely lacking. Their
organization
probably wasn't even half as many booths as L.A. I feel like they could have gotten more, but...
The problem is that it was outdoors. Like, a convention is supposed to be held indoors.
Yeah, it's outdoors, and also, I feel like people don't find it worth it to go to Jersey for it.
Yeah.
I feel like if it was in New York, Javits Center or something, people would be more into it. But I think vendors were just like, oh, it's outdoors and it's in Jersey, no thank you, like that kind of thing.
Like, a proper convention is held indoors, and you have room for every single panel, every single workshop. That's how it's supposed to be.
Because
if you have it in a tent, nobody, like, not even... People won't be able to fit in there, and they won't be able to participate and enjoy it.
Totally.
Like, people were just staying inside the tent the whole day, and then nobody could get seats. And then after lunch, we wanted to go to the YouTube Stars React panel, because JRE was there, and we were, like, set on meeting him, but he got mobbed after the panel.
Basically, like, everybody was going towards him to get a picture, and nobody else on the panel.
I felt so bad for everybody else, because, like, Mr. Popo was there, Dylan from the Dylan channel was there, and Woojung was there. Nobody was, like, I mean, they were getting people taking pictures with them, but everybody, like, swarmed JRE. Like, they were, like, mobbing him like he was a celebrity, and I guess he is a celebrity now. And I wanted to say hi to him, but there was just no way I was going to get to him anytime soon. And, like, all the teenage girls were just, like, cutting in front of me, and it was no organization.
It's
it was just
not meant to be.
It was a free-for-all. It was just a mob.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was not fun.
Yeah.
So we were like, no.
So we walked all the way back to the, you know, the it's called Penn Station, right? The Newark Penn Station.
Yeah.
And we just, like, had some red mango and just chilled for a bit because I was just donezo with the whole convention.
Yeah.
It was just not for us. We're too old for this shit.
Yeah.
Basically, we're just too old for this shit. Sums it up.
Yeah, so, you know, after that, you know, we just looked around the vendors. There's really nothing there, just, like, Asiana Airlines promoting their airline company.
Yeah. Drama Fever.
There's Drama Fever.
Toyota, where everyone's just dancing.
Yeah, Toyota had, like, this tent where you, like, I guess picked a song and then you started dancing to it.
Basically.
But it was hot as hell in there. And it was, like, people were crowded and squished together. It was not cute. We went to the Drama Fever tent, and you could take a picture with Lee Min Ho and some props and then print out your picture. We did that.
That was cool.
And anytime you wanted to get, like, free stuff, like, they would, like, force you to take an Instagram picture and then, like, hashtag their company.
I mean, that's how they promote it, you know?
Yeah. So my story was that we went to a tent, and I didn't know what it was, because it was, like, all in Korean, and I was like, what is this place? And then she was like, do you want a free fan? I'm like, yeah, I want a free fan. I'm dying of heat stroke. So I was like, I'll do anything for this free fan. She's like, okay, you have to take a picture with our Instagram frame, and then you have to upload it to either Twitter or Instagram with our hashtag. And she gave me, like, a fan. Like, she told me to pick one of the fans, and they had all the Super Junior.
And Michelle was like, where's the EXO? And the girl just looked at her like, hello, this is the Super Junior fan, international fan cafe.
I didn't know that.
It was the Suju fan cafe. And she was like, where's the EXO? Oh my god. I was like, facepalm, Michelle, facepalm.
I didn't know what it was because it was all in Korean. It was like literally the sign.
The website was SJ World.
I wasn't paying attention to
that. Oh my god.
I was so hot and like delirious at that point that I was just happy to be in the shade. And then she's just telling me to take a picture with a fan. And I'm like, okay, I'll do that.
So she picked this guy, and I was like, he has a name, Michelle.
I was like, oh, this guy. Because I didn't know their names, and there's a lot of people in Super Junior. So I just picked Donghae, who's my bias. I just, my name was, like, I just, for some reason, the name wasn't coming to me at the time. but I know his name is Donghae, so I took him, and I had the fan, and we took the picture with the frame, and then Annie uploaded it. And then I just walked out of the tent. I was like, bye, see ya. And then I started taking the Donghae fan out of the wrapping. And then Andy's like, why'd you steal their fan? I'm like, why? Wasn't this the fan that they promised me?
Nope, it was the paper fan.
It was another fan, their janky one.
The janky one with this Super Junior World. Yeah. .net
and I was like,
logo.
And I had already taken it out of the wrapper, and I was like, fuck. Oh, so I like had to put it back in, and then I gave it back to her. She's like, thank you.
Oh my gosh.
It was such a fail at that tent.
And then so when you first get into KCON, there are like those scratch-offs that you get to see if you could get a fan engagement.
Yeah.
We both got a sorry. So neither of us got fan engagement passes.
Yeah.
But GG, Girls' Generation, didn't even do a fan engagement.
Yeah.
They were like, no, we are not doing, we're too good for this. Like, we are not like gonna meet the little people, you know, because like
that brought us here.
We're too good for this. So let the AOA and Bix and Teen Top do it because we are not doing it.
Yeah. Like, that's so messed up.
I mean, that's like the general like thought of it because everyone was like, oh, they're not doing a fan engagement. Like, oh, why? Because they're better than everybody else.
They like, I guess, are too big now.
They're too big for that.
So. Yeah. Like, AOA did the fan engagement, Vix, Teen Top, all of them, and GG was nowhere to be found. They were like in Brooklyn somewhere hanging out in Williamsburg because Yo-Yong had uploaded some pictures of her just hanging out by the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what's up with that Girls' Generation? Don't forget the little people that brought you to where you are now. You know, like people flew from all over the country
to see you guys.
You guys didn't even want to do a fan engagement because you're too good for us. Okay, I see how it is. Like that guy Dylan from YouTube, like he's the biggest Sony fan ever. Mm-hmm. He flew from like the Midwest or somewhere he lives. He even was asking people for money because he was broke.
He couldn't afford to go.
And look, you didn't even want to do a fan engagement.
Well, you know, that's just how it is.
I heard people like skipped the LA KCON because they wanted to see Girls' Generation in New York.
Yes, they didn't want to do a fan engagement. Yeah.
There was a girl at KCON that lived in California, and I'm like, you have KCON in California, why are you here? She's like, oh, I want to see Teen Top. Like, really?
Really?
You flew to New York
to see 20 minutes of Teen Top. Like, not even.
You have KCON LA!
I would have gone to KCON LA. It was so much better than
this. Oh my god. I don't understand that girl. I don't. Like, there was people from, like, the West Coast. I mean, sorry, the East Coast there. Like, Virginia, you know, Maryland. But, like, California? That's just strange to me. It wasn't really much else.
Yeah. I feel like if we were to ever go to KCON again, KCON New York.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe 2 hours of the convention is enough, and then...
Not even an hour.
Like an hour, you'll walk through the whole thing, and it's be done.
Because we were done, and then the concert wasn't for another, like, 3 hours. Yes. And we're like, what do we do now? And, like, my feet were killing me because my shoes were not appropriate. So I was dying. It was hot. We needed a bathroom, not a porta-potty.
Oh, God.
Because they only had those porta-potties. So we just went back to the train station and hung out there. And came back for the concert.
So, well, fast forward at the concert.
Yeah, that was interesting.
It's so lame. Like, they don't let you bring your own food there because they want you to pay for their overpriced food in the stadium.
Or your water.
Yeah, they don't let you bring your water in, nothing. Yeah. And then people bought, like, food at KCON, like, at some of, like, at Bibigo or Tuleju or whatever, and they had made them throw it out. Like, I was like, oh my god, that's so lame.
Yeah, because Bibigo had this thing where they were giving out samples. And they sell a lot of, like, seasonings and, like, a lot of banchan side dishes for people to add to their meals. So people had bought, like, really big bags of, like, seaweed and, like, seasonings. And when we went to Prudential Center, these, like, big bags of stuff were all over the tables. And I was like, damn, you can't even let them, like,
keep take that? Like, yeah.
Like, that's not for eating. That's, like, for seasoning food.
So BS, but that's, I guess that's how it is over there.
Yeah, and he snuck in a cookie.
I snuck it. I had a secret pocket in my bag, and I put my cookie in there. Yeah. Oh, wait, it's still in there.
You didn't eat it.
I forgot to eat it.
All that, and you didn't eat it?
No, but I snuck it in there. That's how you get a secret pocket in your bag.
Yeah, because her bag has a lot of pockets. But
yeah, anyway, so we get in, and, you know, we're all the way in P5.
Yeah, we had to go, like, two escalators up to the highest level, and we get there, and some drama happened at P5 because someone sat in the wrong seat, and then the lady
Well, the rows were, like, messed up. We were in row 2, and I didn't realize that row 2 was actually row 1 in that row, so it's, like, it's confusing as fuck.
Yeah,
I couldn't
understand
why everyone was sitting in the wrong place.
Row 1 was row 2, so everybody was sitting in row 3 thinking it was row 2.
Yeah.
So the poor kids, you know, sat in row 3 when he was supposed to be in row 2. And, like, the lady came and was, like, yelling at people. She's like, someone's in the wrong seat. And she had made everybody take out their tickets. And, like, she went one by one verifying if that was their seat.
Drama.
And I was like, oh, God, what's happening right now? Please don't kick me out because I'm too comfortable right now.
So donezo for the day.
I'm so donezo. Don't make me get out because, like, to get into your seat, you have to make everybody in that row stand up.
Yeah.
It's so, like, compact.
So anyways, the concert starts with Vix. And they didn't even sing, like, their hit song. Like, they were singing songs that I didn't even know what the hell they were. They sang Error, right?
I Need Therapy, that song.
That song?
I don't know what it's called.
I don't even know what they were singing.
No, because, like, it started and, like, they didn't even dim the lights. Like, you know in a concert, you dim the
lights. Yeah.
And then...
they left the lights on.
They left the lights on. So when they came out, it was kind of, like, underwhelming. And for some reason, the music wasn't loud.
It wasn't loud enough, yeah.
Yeah, because usually at concerts, like, it's booming and you feel it, like, in your body. And you want to, like, you know, jam and party. And for this one, I wasn't even... it felt like I was hearing, like, a stereo or something.
Yeah.
Cheap.
I don't know why. Like, they... I don't know. Maybe they were having technical difficulties or whatever, but...
yeah, but
it wasn't
loud.
Loud
it
yeah.
was not loud at all.
Like, I couldn't hear sometimes, like, what they were saying.
I couldn't hear them at all. Because people were yelling when, you know, people would come out, like, Tiffany or Stephanie, whatever her name is, from Girls' Generation. Tiffany. Tiffany
Who's Tiffany?
Her name is Stephanie as well. She, like, came out from the stage, and she was, like, the MC, but she only had one part in the whole concert. And
there was no, like, real, like, MC. Like, they all kind of took turns. Like, you know, Vix guys came out and did, you know, something. Scene Top guys came out and did something,
but,
so.
You know, she started the show off.
Yeah.
But she was, like, I couldn't hear anything she said because everybody was yelling and, like, screaming. And the girls behind us were, like, fangirling, like, crazy over Vix.
I was going deaf because they were, like, screaming so loud for Robbie.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was just like, oh my God, this concert just started and I'm already half deaf. Like, seriously.
But they were
yelling
at the top of their lungs, like bloody murder. And it was like, I could not hear anything because it was just them screaming.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even, you know, it was just Vix
dancing. It was just Vix.
It was just them dancing.
I think, like, for me, the best part of the concert was AOA.
Yeah.
Like, they were really good.
Yeah. After Vix was done, AOA came out and they started doing the Heart Attack song. And they were wearing, like, you know, the whole outfits, like the pink skirts and the white tops and the white sneakers. And everybody was yelling for Jimin and Choa. Those were the two main biases. And it was really, really fun. We sang along to all the songs, but then they left and Jimin didn't perform Puss.
Where was the fucking Puss?
There was no puss.
There was no puss. Freaking KCON LA got puss, and we didn't get no puss in New York. I'm sick of that puss. Like, no, we got gypped.
Yeah. They performed a song that nobody knew.
Yeah.
Like, from their, like, first debut. Like, I was like, what is this song?
Yeah.
They
performed for a mini skirt and short hair.
Short hair, mini skirt, the cat song.
Like a cat.
Like a cat and Heart Attack.
Yeah.
But that's it. They didn't perform Puss. I thought maybe, okay, she'll come out later and do a special, but no, she didn't.
Choa and I think
the other girls from
the other two girls.
I don't know their names.
Did a special, you know?
They sang New York.
Empire, yeah.
You know, Concrete Jungle, where dreams are made of.
That one.
Alicia Keys and Jay-Z.
Yeah,
know.
they did that.
They just did the chorus.
Cool. So I was thinking, like, oh, Jimin will come out after that. Yeah, no, she did not.
And then two guys from Teen Top performed a song. I don't know what the song was called, but it was like a New York song.
Yeah.
Like an oldie.
It's not Frank Sinatra.
No, it's not New York. No, it's not that.
No, no.
It was a very slow, like, bluesy song.
Yeah. But I didn't even understand a word they were saying, I guess, because it was...
It was bad audio.
It was really bad audio.
Really bad audio. And they had, like, a television... I'm sorry, a screen where they had their subtitles.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it was all script, because whenever time they would talk, they had subtitles underneath.
And thank God we brought my binoculars, because I would not have been able to read the subtitles without them.
Yeah, because
We were that far up
that we couldn't even read the subtitles on the screen.
It was bad.
So the binoculars helped us tremendously for that. After AOA and VIX, Teen Top came out, they performed all their songs, and all we could think about was lips.
Like, I could see Neil's lips all the way from P5, guys. They're that big.
I mean, our bias in Teen Top is Neil's lips. Like, not even Neil, but his lips.
We just call him Lips for now.
We just call him Lips, because, like, his lips are very, very full.
I'm so jelly of his lips.
I know. We just really like his lips.
Hashtag lips.
Hashtag lips. That's why on our Snapchat you will see a lip emoji. If you're confused, it's because of that.
Follow us on Snapchat.
Yeah.
Nunes Podcast.
Yes. We snapped the whole thing, the whole shebang. So after Teen Top, the big headliners came out.
Girls Your Generation.
GG. What?
We were like, oh my gosh, they should have performed Boys. I don't know why they didn't.
Yeah.
It's their only English song, and they did not perform it.
They performed Catch Me If You Can. That was the first song.
Which they could have just skipped that.
Yeah. After Catch Me If You Can, Tiffany, like, had to say something because she's the only English speaker. She was completely out of breath. Like, she couldn't talk.
Yeah, she was like, oh gosh, that goes... That dance is hard.
Our next. Like, she was literally dying, but because she's, like, you know, the official English
speaker,
she had to talk. So they gave, like, a little talk, and they introduced themselves. They had, after that, what was next? Oh, the new song, Check.
Check, yeah.
She's like, we're going to perform a new song for you guys. And I was the only one
Michelle
in P5
singing it.
Michelle
was the only one singing it. Everybody else is kind of silent.
Nobody was singing along.
I guess nobody knew the song. Like, it was just too new. And they haven't had the video come out for that yet.
Yeah.
So, you know. So I mean, Michelle was always like, lipstick, check.
And I was like the only one singing and jamming to this. I was like, where are all the Soshi fans?
All the way down there in
P1. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, they would.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was the only one singing that song. And then they performed
Genie and Gigi.
Yeah,
which
we all went crazy.
Songs, yeah.
Because Gigi, baby.
A tired Michelle singing it is so different from a hyped up Michelle. You have to watch our vlog to see
right
Michelle.
Now, because I'm just tired.
Yeah, like, us, we're, like, totally, like, out of it right now, but we just wanted to get it out, you know.
Yeah, while it's fresh in our minds.
Yeah, before we forget, and, yeah.
Because it's, like, you know, it's very...
So check out our vlog on YouTube when it comes out. All about K-Con.
Yeah. So we were singing GGG, baby.
Baby.
Very enthusiastically. With our light sticks and
with our freaking $10 styrofoam light sticks.
Those
such
light
a rip
sticks.
Off.
KCON
such
gave
a
you
rip off.
For $10, you can get a styrofoam stick
with a
light
sticker
inside.
Of KCON on it. It's just a sticker.
That thing was so janky.
I know.
It was so janky.
You got ripped off. But you know what? It's for fun.
Yeah, I mean, for the moment.
It's for the moment.
For the experience.
So Gigi ended up singing their latest song, Party.
That was their closing song. Yeah. Like, before they sang Party, they gave, like, a little talk as well.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, guys, what song do you guys want us to sing? And everybody was, like, yelling suggestions from the pit. I was yelling boys from P5. Obviously, they didn't hear me.
Yeah, because they ended up doing a little bit of a run, devil, run instead.
Run, devil, run, yeah.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. And they were, like, really cool. Like, they were walking back to, because they had, like, during GG, they walked to the front stage, because there was, like, a backstage and a front little catwalk thing they had. So they performed GG in that little catwalk. And then when they were walking back, they were just, like, singing GG, like, a cappella.
Mm-hmm.
And then the crowd was yelling back, the GGG, baby. And
they should have just done the whole thing a cappella, because, like, then they could get the crowd feedback with them. And
yeah,
because,
like,
been so
cool. They started singing the song, and then we would sing the chorus.
Mm-hmm.
It was really cute and nice. It was, like, interactive. And then they went back, and they were asking people, what do they want us to perform? And then they did a little bit of Run, Devil, Run. Then they were like, you know, we have to perform Party. And then I was like, the only one in P5 singing, hey, do you know what time it is?
Time it is?
It must be party time.
It must be party time.
Here we go.
But it was
cringe.
But it was so funny, though.
And Tiffany was doing that part, and I was like, I gotta say it with her. Gotta do it. And they performed Party. I was jamming to it.
I felt like it ended so abruptly, though.
Abruptly, yeah. It ended at 9:30 on the
dot.
Not even 9:30.
Nine.
It started at 7 o'clock, but they didn't even bring out Vix until, like, maybe 8. Because from 7 to 8, they had local performers doing dance covers, and a violinist came out.
Big Bang on his violin.
He played, Big Bang's Loser. He played, and then they showed, like, a VCR of the trailer for KCON.
Mm-hmm.
And then this guy, I forgot his name, he's from New York, he's a local guy. He was, like, the MC, and he was trying to stall. He was like, guys, I'm actually stalling.
Oh, my God.
Because they were having, like, technical difficulties.
Yeah.
So he's like, but the show must go on. So he was just trying to, like, hype up the crowd. He's like, when I say K-pop or something, you say whatever.
You say whatever.
When I say K, you say con. And what was it that he was saying?
I don't know.
He was trying to hype up the crowd and just buy time. So the concert didn't start until like 8, and it ended at 9:30.
I could have sworn they said that the concert was from 7 to 10. Like,
yeah.
It ended at 9.
Yeah. It was very fast.
Yeah. I feel like they could have all done one more song each.
Yeah.
I'm so glad we didn't pay, like, hundreds of dollars for, like, P1, P2.
And when you guys watch it on, like, television or the internet, whatever, it looks like it's a big stage, but it's really not.
It's a tiny stage.
It's a tiny, tiny stage, but when they use the video to, like, tape it, it looks like it's a big stage, and
mm-hmm.
it's not at all. Like, I was surprised they could dance on such a small stage. I thought they were gonna, like, fall or something.
I know.
But, it ended really abruptly, and I felt very underwhelmed because the music was not loud. It felt like a house party or something. It just wasn't, like, a concert, you know?
Just missing something.
I guess they never, like, dimmed the lights. The lights were always on, and usually in a concert, it's, like, dark. You can only see the stage, not the crowd.
So you're more focused on the stage than
the
surroundings, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess whoever's running the show over there needs to step up their game. What's wrong with them?
Yeah.
Because, like, for 2NE1 and Big Bang, it was freaking awesome.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Because,
this
like.
It's just not.
They hype you up, and they put the music really loud, and it feels like you're in a club.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't hear anything around you. Like, you can't hear the person next to you
mm-hmm.
talking to you. You have to, like, scream.
I don't know. Maybe this is how they run things at Mnet. Because it was for Mnet Countdown, so maybe this is how Mnet runs things. For them, maybe it's not a concert. They're filming it as if they're filming Mnet Countdown, you know, in their own studio. Maybe that's what that's about, but whatever.
And it wasn't really, like, live singing. It was a lot of lip syncing.
A lot of lip syncing.
Because, like, sometimes you would hear, like, clearly the song, it's the song, not the vocal track.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, sometimes...
Bitch was running out of breath.
You
think she
out of
would
breath.
Be singing
yeah.
live? No.
You couldn't, like, when there was their part, like, I think in AOA or somewhere,
mm-hmm.
they were performing, and when it came to the part for someone to sing, you couldn't hear her.
Yeah.
Because I think, I don't know what was going on. But, you know, it is what it is.
I mean, you know, we had fun, but we're just too old for this shit.
Yeah. We're too old.
Yeah. And there was no puss.
No puss.
I'm sick of that puss.
How can I be sick of the puss if I didn't even get the puss?
I didn't really meet any, like, Holly back. I was looking for her everywhere. I couldn't find her.
Yeah.
I was looking at the KCON app trying to find her, and it updated soon. Like, when are you going to update your freaking app? It's the day of.
I know. I don't think maybe she didn't do anything.
No, but I saw someone with her sticker on her shirt. So she was somewhere, but I don't know where.
Yeah.
And the program didn't indicate where she would be.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay.
But highlight, we saw Senpai.
We saw Senpai again. Oh, I met her before. I met our Senpai fan service. Yay. She was with her husband.
She like, yay, we're not the oldest people here.
We're not. She was like, her husband's the oldest person here. He's like, thanks.
So funny.
Yeah, it was nice meeting her again.
That was cool, yeah.
Yeah, I had met her previously at the Peach and Lily sample sale a few days ago, which was really great.
Mm-hmm.
We were shopping for Korean beauty makeup 90% off.
Nothing left but lip glosses.
Yeah, because we went the first day and we couldn't get in because the line was massive, and then they ran out of merch and they weren't restocking.
Oh my gosh, what girls will do for K-beauty.
Literally.
Skip school, skip work.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It was in the middle of the work day. We couldn't go until after 6.
Yeah.
And then by the time we got there, they're like, sorry.
Limited supplies. Nothing left.
Limited supply. Come back tomorrow. Early.
Oh, gosh.
Like, no, I got work.
I know. Like, don't these people, it's just at work. Like, how do they have enough money to buy K-beauty products if they don't got to go to work? I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
Bitch is where you get your money from. Sugar daddies or something. I don't
know. Yeah, don't you got a job? Like, I don't understand this.
Like, I got a job. I've got, like, a 3-hour lunch break to go to this shit. How do you get a 3-hour lunch break?
Yeah.
I don't get it. But, you know what? Good for them.
Yeah. And then I went back the next day by myself because I work in the city, but Annie doesn't. And they just had, like, lip stuff, like, lip products left over. Wasn't much there.
Underwhelming.
Very underwhelming.
It's been a very underwhelming week.
It was very, like, I think we set our expectations too high.
Yeah, we should have set them a little lower, maybe,
because,
like, all the way to the ground low.
I was extremely excited this whole week because I was going to have the Peach and Lily sample sale on Wednesday, and then on Saturday we were going to have KCON.
Well, anyways, next month we got Show Me the Money.
Oh, yeah, Show Me the Money was at, they weren't there, but their promoters were their powerhouse.
Yeah.
And next week they're going on sale, the tickets, and it's going to be at that janky-ass theater Best Buy in Times Square.
Yes.
You know our thoughts on that
theater.
But, you know.
That's where they have all the K-pop concerts. So.
Yeah, it's the only venue they choose to go to. So we're going to see if we can get seated tickets, because the majority of the tickets they sell for that theater are general admission, and we're not up for that anymore.
No.
Oh, by the way, people were standing in line for the K-pop concert today since
11 o'clock in the morning. Like,
probably
they were
more.
Yeah, they're probably there since
earlier.
Like, yeah. But, like, why, though? You're going to spend the whole day in the sun waiting, you know, till 7 o'clock at night for this concert that's crazy.
And I just don't understand, how do they eat? How do they go to the bathroom? And then I was like, do they use Depends?
They're probably on the Depends.
That's so gross.
Ew.
But think about it, they have to use a Depends diaper because they can't leave their place in line for the bathroom. Unless they have, like, a friend who can, like, save their spot. But
yeah. They'll probably have, like, a friend that, like, goes and gets some food or whatever.
Because I felt so bad for them. They were just sitting there the whole KCON, and everybody's having fun, like, going to booths and vendors, and they're
just
sitting there watching everybody else have fun.
And I'm thinking, like, maybe now they realize they wasted their time because that concert was just not worth
it. It was, like, an hour-long concert.
Yeah, it was just not worth it.
An hour.
To stand outside all day like that, no.
So this is how they film in Countdown, then, because how do they fit all those groups into 1 hour? They just go like that, like, okay, next. It went by so fast, like the blink of an eye was over.
Yeah, I know. I was just getting into it, and then it's over.
Yeah.
We got other K-pop concerts this year to look forward to. Eric Nam's coming to New York, so maybe we're gonna be checking him out if we could get tickets. And then we got Big Bang in October, so hopefully that will be better.
So September we'll have Eric Nam and Show Me the Money, and then October we'll have Big Bang. So that was our experience on KCON. Is a fail.
I think LA was probably a lot better.
Yeah.
I'm envious. They got, like, better panels. They got, you know, more space. And
if only it was indoors.
Mm-hmm. And it's indoors in LA.
I just wish it was indoors and we had proper bathroom facilities. And
I know.
proper conference rooms. It would have been perfect. But without, you know, having it outside in the heat, people were dying. There was no food.
I know. Like, they forced everyone to go into, like, expensive restaurants and stuff.
And, oh, my story. I bought a $2 water bottle at a deli. I couldn't open it because I thought it was frozen. And then when I get to the, you know, KCON, I was, like, dying of thirst. And I wanted my water. And I couldn't open it. And I asked, like, four different men.
And no one could open it.
And, like, this one guy, he tried. Poor soul. He's, like, my hands are hurting. I'm, like, I'm so sorry I made you go through this. Then I found these two other guys. I'm like, please, please help me.
Oh, man. It was just a great start to Michelle's day.
Yeah, it was a great start. And I had to buy another $2 bottle of water at Yup Duck Booth, the Korean tteokbokki stand. Tteokbokki.
That's the price of KCON. Overpricedness.
Yeah, because they were the only people selling water. Like, there was a guy with, cases of water and hot dog buns. I'm like, can I get a water? He's like, well, we're not open yet. When are you going to open?
Lame.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, that was our KCON experience, KCON New York experience. If you want to see what we saw, check out our vlog on YouTube. Just search Nuna's Generation. And
it's coming soon.
Yeah, coming soon when I edit it. I don't know when I'm going to do it, but
yeah, it's going to be
sometime this week. Sometime this week.
Please follow us on our Snapchat.
At Nuna's Podcast.
Podcast.
On our Instagram, Nuna's Generation.
Twitter.
Nuna's Podcast.
Sorry. We're Nuna's Podcast on Reddit as well. And then we have a Tumblr, nunasgeneration.tumblr.com.
Just search Nuna's Generation.
Yeah. Because sometimes we're like Nuna's Podcast on some social media and then
because it won't fit Nuna's Generation. So yeah. We have to pick Nuna's Podcast instead. All right. Thanks for listening, guys.
Thank you. Peace. Because you're my freaking post.